This is Dr. Lynn Disbrow, Dean of University College, and you're listening to the University College Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of the University College Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Brandon Apter. I'm your host, the Social Media and Marketing Specialist for University College. If you're not already subscribed to the University College Podcast Network, we are available on SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, and iTunes or Apple Podcasts. If you like the show, like what you're hearing, please don't be afraid to give us some five-star reviews and some feedback on there. And the show is also available to be found at uc.kennesaw.edu/podcast.php. So in the month of April, University College held its annual Spring Award Banquet, recognizing some of our best faculty and staff for their achievement over the 2018-19 school year here at University College. Congratulations to all of our winners, and we are lucky enough to have our first ever Above the Call Student Assistant Award winner here on this episode of the podcast, Mr. Traylon Hardnett. He's a junior criminal justice major and a student assistant in the Leadership and Integrative Studies Department. So in this episode, we'll learn a little bit more about Traylon's background, how he grew to be so passionate about the criminal justice field and his inspiration behind that, and also a little more background on his student assistant position in the Department of Leadership and Integrative Studies. And to cap off the episode, Traylon and I will speak a little bit about our thoughts on Avengers Endgame, which shook up the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He and I are big superhero movies fans, so that was a great conversation to have. So without further ado, why don't we go ahead and get started with our chat with Traylon Hardnett, the winner of the Above the Call Student Assistant Award for University College 2019. All right, everyone, welcome back into another episode of the University College Podcast. And right now I'm joined by junior criminal justice major and a student assistant in the Leadership and Integrative Studies Department, Mr. Traylon Hardnett. Traylon, thanks for coming to chat.
Yeah, no problem. Great to be here.
Yeah, so it is great to have you on here. A lot of things to talk about, from your background to an award you won, which is really cool, to some superhero stuff. So we're going to cover a lot of bases here, but why don't we just start kind of towards the beginning? You're a junior now, but looking back when you first started at Kennesaw State, a little bit before then, where are you from, and what kind of first piqued your interest about coming to KSU?
Well, I'm originally from Stone Mountain, Georgia, but Atlanta's kind of my backyard, so I'll usually just say I'm from there. So, it's really fun growing up where I was. You know, my mom, she's from Mississippi originally, so I got to spend summers there, so kind of have like a kind of old countryside mixed with a new modern side being from Atlanta, so that was kind of fun.
Did you hike up Stone Mountain a lot?
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't done it.
It's so fun, especially going up, because you can go around, and you can also go up, but it's definitely more fun going up.
Okay.
Definitely. And then with Kennesaw State, it really came from just looking at schools in Georgia, I want to say, because I originally want to go to the University of Tampa.
Okay.
And it's a four-hour drive away, and I was like, kind of want to get away from home towards the end a little bit. And so I was like, I'm going to try to get here. But, of course, it was so much money.
Yeah.
So I thought it was better just to stay in state a little bit. So I just kind of looked at schools, and I saw that Kennesaw State was kind of an up-and-coming school in a way.
Yeah.
And they were going to, like, elevate on a lot of new things that I liked. And, of course, their criminal justice program was pretty good. So I was just kind of looking at them, and I kind of decided, hey, it's an hour away from home. It's enough time to be kind of away, but still safely, like, kind of there.
It's far enough away to where, like, your family's not going to visit all the time, but where you feel like you're also further than an hour away.
Yeah, but still kind of home in a way.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly. So now you've gone through 2+ years finishing your third year at Kennesaw State. What have you enjoyed so far about the community, the culture, and everything here on campus?
I want to say it's a really heartwarming campus. You know, I never feel really at danger on campus. It's not really, really big, so I know where everything is, and it's not really a problem or anything. And then I've only actually been to the Marietta campus once for homecoming, so I can't really talk about that. But from the one time I was there, it was definitely cool,
it's
too.
It's pristine down there. It's two very different, unique personalities for each of the campuses.
You can definitely see the engineering flow all the way over there.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. So talking about your major, a lot of people these days, you talk to education majors, business majors, and honestly, you don't really hear a lot of criminal justice majors. At least I haven't spoken to any criminal justice majors, so it's an interesting topic of study. You have a minor in anthropology as well. So what's the story behind you pursuing this area of study, and what do you hope to achieve once you finish the degree next year?
Next year, well, of course, you know, I love some superheroes. Yeah. I love superhero movies all day. And so that kind of like built into my mind as a child where I really wanted to like go out and help people and not just kind of like sit in like a cubicle all day and anything like that. I wanted to benefit the world in a way. So I was kind of thinking, you know, Batman's one of my favorite superheroes. And of course, that kind of led into detective work and stuff like that. And so I was like, maybe criminal justice is for me. You know, I love horror movies, of course. So all the gore and all that stuff doesn't faze me as much as a normal person.
So, yeah, it's definitely an interesting inspiration to look into criminal justice because of movies, a unique perspective, really. So you mentioned Batman in the DC universe. Are there other specific heroes that built kind of like into your like, okay, I got the detective work now. There are some others like, did you want to put like a lot of different superheroes' talents to work into what you wanted to do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like going off Batman, I also loved Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how the anthropology degree kind of works in there because it's probably not going to be the fun as like running down a cave or like running from a boulder or anything like that, but getting to work.
But I mean, if you do criminal justice and you end up running from a boulder, that's just cherry on top.
So that'll just be another day on the job.
Yeah.
So I was kind of thinking like maybe I wanted to major in both originally, but then I kind of thought that might be a little bit too much. I didn't want to be in school that long. So I was like, a minor might work out. So kind of putting that together, getting a detective criminal justice, but working with forensic bones kind of background.
Yeah. Well, what have you enjoyed most about this area of study so far?
I want to say just the people that are in there, because you kind of get a lot of different people from different backgrounds, and they all have their own reasons for doing criminal justice. And some of their stories you hear are just like so inspirational that you're kind of like, okay, I can keep working towards this for them and for me, of course.
Are there any good stories that you remember that stick in your mind?
Well, one girl once told me about how her mother was actually killed by an offender that was like trying to rob their house once.
Oh.
So she kind of like had that in the back of her mind, and I just kind of thought to myself, I could see that. Like, I could understand the pain and wanting to, like, not really fix the wrongs, but kind of fix it in a better way that can benefit you and other people.
Find a way so stuff like that doesn't happen to other people.
Oh, yeah, no. So I could definitely see. So thinking about that and then coming back to my superhero thing is completely different. But
it's two opposite sides of the spectrum. Really.
Oh, yeah, but that's the cool thing about criminal justice, because you have that spectrum.
Yeah, exactly.
All walks of life.
When it comes to criminal justice, forensics really shows that you think about. You mentioned when we were talking on email the show Bones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, CSI is the big one.
CSI,
what are some of the things that you've learned so far in criminal justice or forensics that some people might not know from just watching these kind of shows?
Well, just from like my experiences from learning, I want to say that it's not as intense as most people think. You know,
right.
It's really a relaxed kind of study and... Most people think it's just like bones and death, and you're always thinking about like gory things, but it's not really about that, because you have that like internal mindset that you're helping people at the same time, so it makes it okay.
Yeah.
It definitely makes it okay. And then I was going to say, going off of the show Bones and CSI, you just kind of see the lightheartedness, you know, they're cracking jokes, even though they're trying to solve like murders and stuff, so you kind of get that lighthearted side of criminal justice.
Cool.
That you don't see.
And in addition to studying this really interesting subject, you also serve as a student assistant in the Department of Leadership and Integrative Studies. Mm-hmm. What are some of your main responsibilities, and what have you learned about yourself professionally through your work there?
Well, originally, when I first started out, it was kind of just like the normal, kind of just getting the mail, wiping down tables, and all that kind of stuff. But then as I kind of worked more, because I started the job actually the end of my freshman year.
Okay.
So I've been working for there for a little bit while. So they kind of gave me more responsibilities and trusting. Like, I'm able to go in and, like, look at student stuff and kind of help out other advisors and stuff like that. So it kind of makes me feel more helpful. Definitely.
Now, being a student assistant on campus, there are a lot of different opportunities there, whether it's in leadership or integrative studies here in University College, Cole's business. For students that might be listening that are thinking about, you know, what kind of job can I get on campus? Being a student assistant, what would you say are some of the advantages and really pluses to that job to help you throughout your college career?
First, I would definitely say the people you meet, because I love everyone I work with. So kind of coming in every day and like helping them out, it really never feels like a job in a way. So you kind of meet people that are really caring, that help you out. And then on the academic side, they can help you out in a lot of ways. So I would say definitely think about it if you're looking for one.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Now, every year University College has a spring awards banquet where everybody gets together. Awards are presented to staff, faculty. This year in 2019, we made the Above the Call Student Assistant Award, and you were awarded with that award. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
in recognition of your hard work and dedication for what you do in that department in leadership and integrative studies, and really the people that you interact with as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of say that goes into picking those award winners. So the day of the banquet, you were kind of caught off guard.
Oh, yeah.
You were brought in to set up. Just to find out that you had won this award. So kind of take me through like what you thought when you got it and what was the experience like for you?
Well, at the beginning of the day, I kind of just thought it was another work day, you know, and they told me they wanted me to help out with the banquet. And of course it was no problem, you know, helping Dean Disbro and Lisa Bauer out, no problem at all. So as the day goes, I was kind of, they were really pressuring me to come to the award ceremony, but I had a thing with my sister I had to go to. So it was kind of like, I gotta go to this, but then, because she was coming through town, so I was like, I have to see her. But so I just thought it was definitely a normal work day, so come there, I help out and everything, and then all of a sudden Dean Disbro walks up and she hands me the award, and I was shocked. Yeah. I have to say, I was shocked. Because you never really think about awards when you're at work and kind of just helping people out every day.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't do it for any kind of the awards or anything, but it was nice to get it because you get to see how, like, how much care and goes into the University College as a whole and how, like, this award really wasn't just a representation to me, it was for all of us.
Yeah, and the Leadership and Integrative Studies Department almost nearly swept the awards. what do you think that says about not only the people that comprise the department, but the dedication to student success?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think we have the right people working, definitely, because I know a lot of people in our department won awards, but it wouldn't be without the help of other departments and everyone at University College, too. So, but definitely congratulations to everyone else, though, because they do work hard, I have to say.
Yeah, for sure. So now that we've learned a little bit more about you, how you got to Kennesaw State, a little bit more about your major and this award that you've won, Superheroes was big thing. And at the time of this recording, we're a little under a week. No, actually, it might have been a week ago that Avengers Endgame came out.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to just say the word spoiler alert, because we're going to talk a little bit about Avengers, because it's a big topic on everybody's mind. Whether you like it or not, you're seeing it somewhere. So if you haven't seen it but plan to see it, you can tune out now. Thank you for listening. But if you have seen it, keep listening, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So we pick things up a little bit in Endgame. I think it was 15 or 20 days after Thanos' snap.
Oh, yeah.
And then it fast forwards to 5 years later, and we get to go through all of the events of everybody getting back together, them traveling through time. And there was just so much packed into a three-hour movie that didn't feel like it was 3 hours, really, at all. So what were your just overall thoughts on the movie following the events of Infinity War? Because you leave Infinity War kind of just being like, holy crap, how am I going to wait see how this ends?
I almost couldn't wait a whole another year for the next movie, honestly. But it was an emotional roller coaster, definitely. Because you get to see how everyone's reacting to what Thanos did, and it's just... It's really sad at some parts where you get to see, like, Hawkeye and how his family disappeared in the beginning of the movie. That just touched my soul. But you can see the growth of everyone from it and how they respond, and it's definitely a great motivational picture.
Yeah, for sure. So this kind of spells the end of a 10-year, 22-movie sequence, which we're probably not going to see in either of our lifetimes again. There's obviously a future to this whole universe that continues with Spider-Man, probably Captain Marvel, more Guardians of the Galaxy. But we knew going into this that some of the Avengers were not going to make it through. There are some people that thought that every Avenger was going to die out of the originals, but that didn't happen. We end up losing Black Widow and Iron Man. First of all, what were your thoughts on the Black Widow's sacrifice? That was a very emotional scene, because you knew going into it that, you know, either one of Hawkeye or Black Widow was not going to make it back. But you really, they did well to suspend you and know who was going to do it.
Oh, yeah, it was, oh, man, it hurt, too, because Black Widow is actually one of my favorites of the Avengers. So, but at the time, I thought more about it, and I was like, he has a family. It kind of makes sense. But then I was like, oh, I still don't want her to go too. But then coming back to Tony Stark, he's also one of my favorites. Like the three Iron Man trilogy, those are my favorites. So watching him go, that definitely hurt. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about Black Widow is that they do have like a somewhat prequel movie planned for that. Before, I think it's before the first Avengers movie, so it'll be more of an origin story for her. So she's dead, but
we'll see.
Yeah,
again.
We'll see her again.
We'll see her again.
So at the end of the movie, one of the most fascinating story arcs throughout this, you mentioned Iron Man was your favorite three trilogy. For me, it's Captain America. I forget what the first one was called, but it was just Captain America, and then Winter Soldier, and then Civil War.
Civil War is great.
it's three movies that are emotionally taxing, really. So we get to see the close of Chris Evans as Captain America. And Steve Rogers passes his shield off to Sam Wilson at the end of the movie, which is a call kind of to the comic books because Sam Wilson / Falcon plays or takes over as Captain America at one point, as does Bucky a couple of times. So we see Captain America go back in time to replace the Infinity Stones from when they were stolen, and it looks like he goes back again and ends up living his entire life with Peggy Carter, and he ends up very happy. So what did you think at the closing of this entire arc that he had in the universe?
I want to say that one didn't really make me as emotional as the others, but it really made me feel good because that's really what he wanted throughout the whole time he was fighting in the New Age, you know? He just wanted to be back home with Peggy, was thinking about maybe what could I have done if I wasn't locked up in the ice the whole time? So I know he really enjoyed that, so it makes me feel good about it, you know? And then seeing Sam Wilson get the shield at the end, I can't wait for Captain Falcon.
And I think that's going to be very interesting because I know on the new Disney streaming service, they're planning to have a Falcon and Winter Soldier show.
Oh, man.
So that should be very interesting. There's going to be one about the Scarlet Witch as well and Hawkeye. So we get to see these story arcs kind of continue throughout.
Okay, cool. I would love some more Hawkeye.
Yeah, I'd like to learn a little bit more because you kind of know what he is, but to figure out like how he became what he is and
like
everything
how is
on
he
a
so
screen
good at archery and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd like to see an archery off between him and the Green Arrow. That's a dream thing for me. Yeah.
Hopefully Disney can kind of put something together for it.
Yeah, they'll make it work. It's Disney after all, right?
They have all the money, you know? Yeah. They have all the money to do it.
Well, Traylon, I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to come onto the podcast and wish you best of luck moving forward and congratulations again
for
your award.